Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
About to speak and then I immediately cough. Perfect timing to turn on the mic. Good Lord, Abe. Get it together. I did spend all break typing out my PM Power rankings and posting it to Twitter. It is now on my Twitter feed, at Abe Gordon. You can also find it as I retweeted it from the station account, 92.9 The Game. Interested to hear your takes on the top five movie duos. I guess I do want to start with you, Oren. Were there any that you were like, sure, I would have had in there that... Not only did I not have it on my five, but I didn't even have it as an honorable mention. Do you think I did a decent enough list? Now, I told you beforehand, I tried to get pairs that were in multiple movie productions together. And what I mean by that is, like, yes, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence were in the Bad Boys movies, and there's four of them. Soon to be five, I guess. I forgot what number they're on. But it was just one thing. It was just, like... Like, Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker was just Rush Hour. And so I kind of went away from that. I went into people who were in multiple different movies together. Does that make sense? So that's why,
I know what you're saying there.
That's why some of the lists, you know, because obviously you do start to think of Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. You do think of Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker, those sorts of things. So that's where I was at. But is there any duos, like, that kind of fit that bill that you were surprised were not on the list?
No, I thought the list was... I thought the list was good. Yeah. I didn't have a problem with anything you had on the list.
Yeah. I didn't want to do like all, like anyone that was in all of the Fast and Furious movies because it's all one thing.
Yes.
I looked for more than multiple things, if you will. But I am interested to hear what maybe some of your favorite movie duos were. Did I miss any? Obviously, there's, you know, there's Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan. The rom com thing for me, there's a little bit of that, but, you know, not really my thing. Speaking of movie duos, I am interested to see a new movie duo this week because Fall Guy comes out with Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling. And so very excited to see that movie. I saw Challengers earlier this week. That's the movie with Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist, I think. Challengers, the tennis movie. It was very enjoyable. And Zendaya is a freaking rock star, man. Like, just aside from everything else, this is a totally different role from here for her. And she knocked it out of the park. And so I really enjoyed that movie. All right. We got a lot to get to still here on 92.9 The Game tonight. As I mentioned, at about 9:20, in about 15 minutes, I want to get into the timeline for the Atlanta Falcons quarterback. We're all expecting a handoff. What's the best time for that handoff, the worst time for the handoff, and some of the other options? And look, we're not playing that if he gets hurt game. Like, we obviously know if he gets hurt. We'll mention it real quickly, but, like, that's not the premise we're working on. The premise we're working on is Kirk Cousins does his job until it's time for Michael Penix to do his. And what is that timeline? What's best for both? We'll dive through that at 9:20 and take some of your calls and continue taking calls about where you believe this Falcons team is. That's coming your way. But as we do to start our final hour, let's go ahead and outside the perimeter.
It's time for Outside the Perimeter on 92.9 The Game tonight.
We are going OTP, baby. Top national sports stories, headlines, and topics. And it initially was announced as potentially season-ending for Mike Trout. But there is belief within the Angels organization that the knee surgery that Mike Trout is going to be undergoing is not season-ending. But this is a guy who was already off to an incredible start, leading the majors in home runs. He had 10 of them, maybe tied for the lead. I'd have to double-check that to see if anyone had gotten to 11 over the last day or two. Because there are a couple guys, and Marcell Ozuna's just right back, but there are a couple guys who keep bombing them out. But Gunnar Henderson, he hit one today, I think. Earlier today, he hit one. So that might be the guy. One of the Orioles' top players. So there you have it. Like, Mike Trout out again and potentially for the season. And they just really add up to the point where you're like, man, like, this guy's still going to the Hall of Fame. I still believe that he's going to be able to reach 500 home runs. He's at something like 378 right now. He's got to get out of center field, though. And I don't even know if moving him to a corner spot is going to be enough. He might just have to play the rest of his days as a DH. They've got to consider that. But, man, like, he's still going to hit 40 home runs this year if he was healthy. And he's still got it. He's 32 years old, still got an opportunity to get to 500. But Mike Trout, and look, there's no shortage, and this might be a power rank topic for a future day here, Orin. There's no shortage of, like, what could have been careers. And it's not like Mike Trout was on the crazy end of that because he's still having an incredible career. What has he got? 4 AL MVPs. Like I said, probably still going to end up with 500 home runs. But, I mean, Mike Trout has lost out already on 100 home runs, minimum. Minimum. I mean, could Mike Trout have hit 700 home runs if he had been healthy? Maybe. I mean, he's still got 6 years, right? 38, 39. I mean, just the injuries for him certainly among that discussion of what could have been. And it's still going to be an incredible career. It's already been an incredible career. Would it have been one of the best ever? Could it have been the best ever? I think there's an argument. You definitely could have made the argument. And so that's some news there. He does go down. Really unfortunate. Would love to see him come back. Would love to see the Angels. I mean, like, I'm past the idea that they're going to build something around him and be able to win. They actually did spend money and tried to do that, and it still didn't work out. But try and find a way to get him off the field, man. Get him to be a DH and let that guy cook, even if it costs him the potential of future MVPs. We got some basketball going on in the association tonight. Philadelphia 76ers and the New York Knicks. The Knicks up 3-1 in this series. 76ers need to win this road game to stay alive. And right now, the early stages of the fourth quarter could be a good one. They are up 74-72, the 76ers are. So we'll see where that series goes. Series tied 2-2 between the Orlando Magic and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it is nearly a tie ball game at halftime, a one-point lead for Cleveland. And so a lot going on there. And then the late night action in about 30 minutes. We've got the Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Indiana Pacers. And Pacers have an opportunity to send the Bucks home. They're already leading 3-1. Dame Lillard is hurt. Giannis is hurt. And the Bucks might be headed home early. And pretty interesting to see the Lakers sent home. The Suns sent home, and potentially the Bucks sent home. You're talking about some of the biggest stars in the NBA. Durant, LeBron, Giannis, Dame, all watching the rest of the playoffs, potentially. Series not quite over yet, but that's something we're keeping an eye on. Another story in the NBA that I found really, I don't know if funny's not the right term. The guy had to have knee surgery, but interesting, I guess. Timberwolves coach Chris Finch had to go knee surgery for a patellar tendon that was torn when he collided on the sidelines with Mike Conley. And there's a chance that Timberwolves coach Chris Finch is going to miss game one of their series against the Denver Nuggets, an incredibly important series. The 2 and 3 seeds in the Western Conference, both good enough to have been one seeds. And, like, wouldn't it just be perfect if it's a situation where this game's going to come down to a play call with 8 seconds left and the coach is out and it's just the interim or whoever he deems head coach that night. Like, hopefully he doesn't miss. But, like, you know how you put someone in a ball in a game and, like, the ball immediately finds them? It might be like one of those where you're like, all right, let's just hope it doesn't come down to the final play. And then, oops, 8.2 seconds left. We're down 1 point. What's the call? Let me help you out for whoever's filling in. The call is get Ant-Man the ball and get out the way. He's having an incredible playoff turn. And it's one of those things, right? Like, we're from multiple perspectives. We're talking about when is Ant-Man going to be one of the 5 best players in the league now? When is Ant-Man going to be the next? Because I believe, among others, he's not alone in this, but Curry's on the way out. LeBron's on the way out. Durant's on the wrong side of his career. Who's the next face of the league? It's Luka. It's Wemby. And it's Ant-Man. And they're not alone. There's some others, too. But those are the guys. Those are the guys. And Ant-Man is taking his throne and getting it done. And boy, oh boy, must it be nice for Karl Anthony Towns to know that he's got that on his team. And we'll see how that series goes. But that's going to be a really, really good one in the Western Conference. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are going to fight on Netflix in a couple of months. It is now going to be sanctioned as a pro fight. It doesn't seem to change much in terms of the actual battle. It's still going to be 8 rounds. The rounds are going to be 2 minutes each, which I do think works in Tyson's favor. Probably not gassing himself out every single round, if it even lasts that many rounds. That's its own problem. But going to be a pro fight. So it'll go on their permanent records, if you will, I'm not really concerned with what Tyson's record is or if he picks up a winner L at this point. Same thing with Paul. Okay. I would have enjoyed it or not enjoyed it just the same if it were, quote, an exhibition. I don't think it changes how serious these guys are or aren't going to take the fight. So there you go. Kentucky Derby is this weekend. We're actually going to be joined by a racing analyst Friday evening. Just kind of catch up on what we need to know. But I did see that Encino was scratched and Epic Ride is going to take its place. I want to get the full list of horses and just kind of go through the names at some point and just kind of, you know, have some fun, see what's going on there. And then final thing here outside the perimeter. Ellie De La Cruz has set a new major league record. Fastest throw ever recorded on a playing field. Ellie De La Cruz, shortstop for the Cincinnati Reds, potential MVP candidate based on the year that he's already having. He threw a ball from shortstop to first base at 106.9 miles an hour. The first baseman didn't exactly get his glove up in time, and it ricocheted into the nets. It kind of went off the tip of his glove. I don't think he expected it to come in that quick. It wasn't a terrible throw, a little bit high, but not ultimately uncatchable. But 106.9. And I think he threw one 106.3 or 106.4 last year. So, yeah, man, like he's going crazy on the base paths. He's kind of like what is he, 6'6", whatever, however tall he is. He's kind of that version, like he's kind of a 6'6" infield version of Ronald Acuna Jr. Like, he's doing everything you want him to do at the plate. He's an outstanding defender. He's a terror and a havoc on the base pass who's actively looking to steal. And he's got power and average and all of that. He really is an infield version of Ronald Acuña Jr. So one of the game's young and bright prospects with an absolute cannon for an arm. All right, that's going to do it for Outside the Perimeter. When we come back, the Falcons have two quarterbacks. And there is no controversy in my mind. But that doesn't mean there won't be down the road. What is the timeline for these two gentlemen to either take their proper step forward or step backward in their career? What's the timeline for Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins? We're going to discuss it on the other side. It's Abe Gordon right here on 92.9 The Game tonight, live from the Kia Studios, taking you through a Tuesday evening until 10 o'clock. Don't forget to stick around. We got Jason Longshore, Atlanta Soccer, tonight on at 10. Until then, you got me right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
One of the goofiest music videos of all time. The camera action, just, I mean.
The small person around his neck.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Just all sorts of stuff. Early age technologies that would be
ludicrous,
easy to
man.
Do now. Man, I love Luda. Bro, I love Luda. Welcome back in 92.9 The Game tonight. Man, what happened to music videos, too? I mean, I guess people stopped watching them for the most part. They still make them.
They all got kicked to YouTube now.
They still make them, but, like, now there's, like, the weird artistry in music videos and not just the goofy let's have fun or a dance party or whatever. Some of that has to do with the songs, I guess, too.
True.
Man, that used to be the thing, though, bro. Like, I mean, I know you were the same age or in the same realm
as me. Oh, my gosh,
yeah. Like, that used to be the thing is just, like, I mean, even in college, like, we would come home from the bar and watch BET Uncut at, like, 2 a.m.
Well, that's a just different experience.
A little bit altogether. Of different songs and some different types of videos, but...
Shout out Uncut, man.
Enjoyable all the same, man.
A life-changing television
We
program.
Used to... Dude, me and my boy Q, who was one of my roommates in college, we would DVR it just... Like, in case we were still at the bar too late and we had to catch it.
Can't reveal any of those titles that used to play on BET's Uncut. But, you know, the ones that were in rotation, yeah. the famous ones.
No comment. Okay. So, you know, honestly, this could I probably don't even need to waste this topic. It could have been its own conversation because I know everyone's going to have their own opinions. And again, welcome back. To 92.9 The Game tonight. It's Abe Gordon here. We're going to take some of your phone calls on this and some of the other discussion we've been having. 404-726-0929. I probably should have put it out on Twitter during the break, but I didn't, and that's my mistake. So, but you can still send me your thoughts at my Twitter, at Abe Gordon, right there. So, all right, so here's the question. Because, well, you know, before I actually get into it, let me say this. I don't believe there's a quarterback controversy, okay? I know Raheem Morris has came out and said, look, Kirk Cousins doesn't have to look over his shoulder every throw. And we get that. Like, I guess some of you are in the belief that, like, well, if Penix lights it up at OTAs and Kirk Cousins isn't quite there yet, like, I just don't buy that. I really don't. And, like, I know they joked about it on both Andy Randy and Dukes and Bell. What if Cousins throws a bad pick week one that costs you the game? Do the discussions, like, no, they don't. Like this, there is not a situation, in my opinion, in which Michael Penix is stepping onto the field this whole first season to start a game unless Cousins is hurt. I guess potentially week 18, if you've wrapped up the division and you're resting players, but you guys know what I mean. There's not a situation in, like, week 8 where you're making a quarterback change. Not if Kirk Cousins is healthy. And so the question is, what is the timeline for Penix and Cousins? And what could change it? Now, a couple things here. Like, what's the timeline if Kirk Cousins is good? What's the timeline if Kirk Cousins is bad? And what's the timeline if he's kind of in between? Like, a lot of us brought Kirk Cousins here to put up MVP caliber numbers. What if he's okay? And for the purposes of this conversation, let's say okay is 26 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. Right? 4,000 yards, 26 and 10. Like, that's okay. It's not incredible. It's not getting you any Pro Bowl votes. But you're winning games doing that. And so I think a lot of us, and feel free to call in, 404-726-0929. Let me know what you think the timeline is. A lot of us feel like there's a very natural timeline. And that is Kirk Cousins plays these first 2 years, $45 million guaranteed per. And then after those 2 years, you pay him $10 million as a quarterback buyout, and Michael Penix has the reins the rest of the way. That feels like the most natural transition, but I'm not positive that's how it's going to work. The question for me is, what if Cousins is off and rolling? And what if he is putting up MVP caliber numbers? And what if you do come close, but ultimately just short? Are you really willing to risk Michael Penix coming in year three as opposed to a third year of Kirk Cousins? If he's not showing any signs of decline, I'm not sure you're moving on. And I think that's a realistic situation that people need to open themselves up to. I think we all do agree that Kirk Cousins plays well, ultimately doesn't get you to where you need to go, whatever, and maybe you see a hint of decline and you think Penix is the better man at this time and you make that move after year two, right? But, man, it's going to be tough to do if, say, you get to an NFC title game and lose on a last-second field goal. When you don't know what Penix can do, Are you really going to risk it at that point? I think it's a tough call. I will say this. I see almost no way that Kirk Cousins plays 4 years here. But I do think 3 is possible. Again, a couple things. Can you afford to give Kirk Cousins a third season as Penix continues to age? I think if you're winning, the answer is yes. I also think that the Falcons might be in a situation where they have to pick up a fifth-year option without ever having seen Michael Penix play. And I think, by the way, that's something they would do. You spent the 8th overall pick on him. You took a jump there. You don't think they'd be comfortable picking up a fifth-year option? I do. What about the other aspect of this? What if Kirk Cousins does get hurt this year for a couple of weeks and Michael Penix comes in and light it up? Is there a way you could move on from Kirk Cousins after 1 year and give Michael Penix the reins after that? Look, I think you're more likely to do that if you can somehow trade him, which I don't know if that's possible fiscally. I don't think you could pay Kirk Cousins $45 million in year two and not start him. I think it's a real tough decision. And so the timeline is most likely at 2 years, but I would not be surprised if it's 3. Does that concern you? Look, the age thing, I think, is being overblown about Penix. Quarterbacks are playing till they're 37, 38, 39. So Michael Penix doesn't take a snap till he's 26, 27, 28. Like, that's still 10 years. And it's also 3 years in which he didn't get hit and clobbered and whatever. The age thing doesn't bother me. 404-726-0929. What is the timeline? I think we all agree that the natural timeline is 2 years. $10 million buyout to Kirk Cousins, and on we go. But I'm not putting it past the Atlanta Falcons that they feel Kirk Cousins needs to be playing that third year. If he's getting the job done to the extent that they even consider a third year, that's good. And I'm just not freaking out about the potential timeline for Michael Penix due to him getting older or age, all that stuff. I think that still gives you plenty of time for him to be a franchise quarterback if it works out. Let's get going on the phones and see what you think is the right timeline for Michael Penix to take over the reins for Kirk Cousins. And what is the worst timeline? The worst would somehow be 4 years because you just don't know what you're going to get out of Penix before you have to really decide on a contract. But I think you can live with 3. Let's go to line one, start with Craig. What's going on, Craig? How you doing this evening?
Hey, Craig. How are you, buddy? Thanks very much for taking my phone call. Not a Falcons fan, a Bears fan, but here's a thing from a sports fan and an athlete. With Cousins, I'm worried about him thinking, okay, I was told I got the reins. Now I have to play not to lose my position versus playing to win.
He doesn't have to do that now. He doesn't have to do that in year one. He doesn't have to do that in year one.
I'm sorry. I'm a former golfer, and I tell you one thing: you put somebody in my place, I get psyche. I'm telling you right now, it's a sports psyche. That's my problem with.
Yeah,
but
here's the problem: every team has a backup quarterback that wants to start. Like, there's not 32 quarterbacks who are always thinking, "I better do this, I better do that," or this guy's going to start. Like, I think they've made it very clear between the two of them what the deal is. There's no way that Kirk Cousins is thinking, at least in year one. If you want to have that discussion next year, fine. But at least in year one, Kirk Cousins, like Raheem Morris has said, is not looking over his shoulder and worried about Penix. That's not going to be a decision that's made. The money alone is going to prevent that.
Now, that's what the head coach has to say. But here's the bottom line is the backup quarterback was already drafted, not drafted to back him up. There's a big psyche going on there. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Craig. I normally won't just like straight up say that callers are wrong, but he's wrong. Like that's just not the scenario. Not in year one. If Kirk Cousins is healthy, he's going to be the starter. That's it. End of story. I mean, if he's healthy, and that's the question, but I can't tell you how bad he'd have to play for anyone to even consider putting Penix into the fire this first year. That's just not the setup. It's not the goal. Let's continue on the phones with John. What's going on, John?
Hey, Abe. Thanks for taking my call. So you said a few minutes ago the worst-case scenario would for Penix's timeline would be starting year four. I'll disagree and say it would be year one, and I agree the only way that happens is if Kirk Cousins gets hurt.
Yeah.
But I think realistically the timeline is Penix will be year three.
I think that's naturally the plan, right? That's what everyone presumes is the nice little handing off of the torch.
It is, and I actually think there's a stronger case for it if Kirk Cousins is playing well and he's putting up good numbers. And my reasoning behind that is because after those 2 years, we're going to be coming up on needing to re-up with Drake London and Kyle Pitts and probably Bijan Robinson with a fifth-year option. And so we're going to need some salary cap space. And so getting the quarterback on the rookie contract allows for that. And if Cousins has already put up good numbers with all of those, you really get to find out what you have in Penix before you have to make a decision on a fifth-year option and potentially extend him.
Yeah,
I think that
the problem with that, though, is how close are you? Because if you do feel like you're that close, do you want to risk Penix being a step back at that position? That's the question.
I agree with that. And then if you don't mind me going back to the beginning of the show, you talked about what the expectations were this year. I just didn't have a chance to call in.
Yeah.
And whether our defense was good enough. My thought there is there's a number of ways to improve the defense, and one of which you've already done, and that's by making your offense better. The defense can improve if they have more time to rest, the offense is extending drives, or alternatively, the offense is just scoring enough points to make the opposing offense one-dimensional.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's nice if that were the truth, but when I look at the teams across the NFL, and I look at the Dallas Cowboys that had the number one offense in the NFL, and they got bounced early. I look at the Miami Dolphins who had the number three offense in the NFL, and they got bounced early. It's not getting it done just on offense. Like, you lose games. Like, the Dolphins scored 7 points in a playoff game with the number three offense in the NFL. So what are you going to tell me? Well, it was bad weather. It was sub-zero. Well, what's to say you're not going to be going to Chicago round two? I mean, that's not a good enough excuse. The premise behind it, I get it. I like it. I agree with it. But at the same time, man, you got to have it. You got to have it on that end of the ball. And the four teams that were in the conference title games a year ago, Detroit, San Fran, Baltimore, Kansas City, they had it on the defensive side. And if the Falcons don't, they're simply not going to be good enough, and that's my concern. All right, it is 92.9 The Game tonight. We're going to continue your calls. The timeline for Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix, one's going to step aside and one's going to step in. When is that? Is that after year two? Is it after year three? Does anyone believe it's actually after year one? It's not going to be in year one. Could it actually be after year one? I think the money says no, but what do you say? Your call's next, 404-726-0929. It's Abe Gordon on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to 92.9 The Game tonight. Atlanta Braves just about to get going. I got it pulled up. Ready to roll. Looks like the Knicks are kind of blowing it and not blowing it all at the same time. That game's in overtime. Keeping an eye on that. But we are talking Atlanta Falcons football. And again, the timeline. And look, with this is going to be a crazy discussion that continues. I tend to believe that there is not a quarterback controversy right now, but I don't know how long that's going to hold out. I don't think there's a quarterback controversy at any point in season one. But is there heading into season two? I think obviously we all tend to look at this and say the most natural transition moment would be after year two into year three. But what if Kirko is playing so well that you have to give him one more crack at it in year three? How much would that bother you? Are the Falcons willing to let that happen? Are you scared of the age of Michael Penix? You need to get him in there? I'm not. What's the timeline? What do you view this thing as? 404-726-0929. Take a couple more calls here in our final segment. We kick it off right there, line two. We got Denny. What's going on, Denny?
Hey, brother. Nice talking to a long-time listener. Listen, what they did in the draft was basically insurance for the next 2 years. They don't know what they're getting out of Kirk Cousins. He's older, bad Achilles. Going back to his history, all right, this is why the Atlanta fans should be blessed and joyful for the future coming up. Only one time has he had a rusher over 1,200 yards in a season. What is the Atlanta offensive line best at? They are going to road grade. They are going to run the ball down the throats of the defense. We are going to play with the lead. We've never had a good quarterback playing with the lead and offensive line like this, being able to run the ball. We have a defensive coach. You guys are too worried about the wrong things right now. It's insurance with Penix, the future. If Cousins goes down, there is no other quarterback in this draft that I would want taking over right now than Penix in that situation. I don't want Caleb and all the hype and everything else. Penix has something to prove. He's got a chip on his shoulder, and he has one hell of an arm. He has the best arm out of this draft right now. Now you finally have Pitts, finally has a quarterback that can throw him the ball.
Yeah, have a career. I appreciate the call. We had that with Kirk Cousins. Like again, if you want to defend the Michael Penix selection, I'm fine with that. But you're not drafting him on the premise that Kirk Cousins is going to get hurt. If that's the number one reason you took him, you should have never paid Kirk. That's the end of the day, man. Like, this is not about protecting yourself for 2 years. It's not about, well, what if he goes down? Then you can't pay him $100 million. That's that discussion. Again, every team in the NFL, you can't be drafting in case Joe Burrow goes down or Tua goes down or Lamar goes down. That can't be why you draft guys. That's not an acceptable argument. Now, that can be part of the equation, but that can't be your number one reason. It just can't be. Let's continue on the phones. Let's go to Rick, line three. What's going on, Rick?
Hey.
Yo.
Hey, I remember I called you in February, sitting right here on my porch. And if you remember this call, I told you, I said, when the Falcons get their number 8 pick, if they don't draft Michael Penix Jr., they'll be making a big mistake. And this was way before they went out to Washington to see him. I think they made a great decision. And I think you need to move on from this. Like we, you know, let it be. You know, we Falcon fans, you know, enjoy this pick and let's see how it works out. You know, I like you, you know, I like talking to you, but move on from this, baby.
Hold on now. Did I not move on today, Rick? How much time have I spent criticizing the pick today? Almost none.
I said yesterday I was going to get after it, and then today I was going to move on.
It's been an absolutely different discussion. It's been nowhere close. I haven't even talked about Michael Penix today.
You know, the night of the draft, I went to $3 Cafe to watch the draft. I walked in. Everybody in the place was hollering. They're going to pick this person. I'm the only person in that place walked in saying Michael Penix Jr. I've been hollering Michael Penix Jr. since the end of January. I think, and people need to get out of the coat, out of Arthur Blank's pocket. He does what me and you do every day. He bought what he wanted, and let's let him make it work.
What
he bought, what he thinks.
Who said anything about Arthur Blank?
Nobody's saying about Arthur Blank. What I'm saying, when people buy what they, let's forget about how much money he spent on Kirk Cousins. Let's forget about how much money by spent on this player going to be on the sideline for 2 or 3 years. That's what Mr. Blank wanted. He think we can win with this. Let's go with it.
All right. Appreciate the call, Rick. Yeah, first off, that's not what Mr. Blank wants. What Mr. Blank wants, what Arthur Blank wants, is a dang Super Bowl. What are we talking about here? It's like the guy didn't – he might have gone – maybe he's listening on the Odyssey app. And he doesn't understand you got to click live, and he's just listening back to my show last night. I haven't been anywhere close to discussing Michael Penix today in the situation I was yesterday. Today has always been about how good can the Falcons be. That had nothing to do with Penix. I've been talking about the defense all day. And now, the only time we are talking about Penix, it's in the limelight. How soon is he going to play? What's the timeline? I have not expressed criticism of that pick with the exception of a little bit of a question to Taron Walk earlier today, at all. It's not my – if you think today's show and yesterday's show sounds remotely the same, check the app. Make sure you're listening to the right show. Make sure you clicked on live. And then get them ears checked out, man. Get them cleaned. It's not even been close. All right, Michael, line four. What's going on, Michael?
So I'm a huge Falcons fan, but I'm an optimist. So
okay, that's
all right.
I think
the Kirk Cousins thing could be good, but I think it's like you were saying, you don't want him to go down and get hurt, but it looks like it could be an Alex Smith thing with Mahomes behind him. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, the only problem with that is it would require Michael Penix to be the best quarterback in the NFL, and that's just a tall ask. But, I mean, sure.
Yeah, we're not asking it. I guess we'll have to see.
Well, we are. I mean, you just compared it to Mahomes, so that's literally – the only way the Mahomes thing's worked out is that Mahomes is, like, a freak god quarterback.
Truth.
I mean, that's – if Mahomes turns out to be Baker Mayfield after year one, we're like, oh, boy, we made a terrible mistake, and our franchise is going in the wrong direction.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm just the optimist. So I don't want him to go down, but if he goes down, but I think Kirk can take us somewhere maybe. So we'll see.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Michael, and keep staying optimistic. It helps level out the rest of us. I will say this, though. That last comment, not great. I think we could go somewhere maybe. Oh, boy. The optimist is saying somewhere maybe. I would like the optimist to be able to say all the way. And that's part of my concern. And we're going to talk about that more on Friday. You know, I asked the question wrong today. And I'm gonna fix that Friday. Friday, and Oren, you're with me. We're going to try and take a very specific caller on Friday. Because I asked callers today where you thought the team was with the draft. All the defensive players they've added, maybe some issues still in the secondary. How good do you think they can be? What can they contend for? I want to switch it up when we get on air Friday. On Friday, I want calls from one type of fan, listener, and one only. on Friday, I only want calls from people who believe that the Atlanta Falcons, as presently constructed, will reach the NFC title game. I don't want to talk about either quarterback. I don't want to talk about timelines. I want to talk to fans who think that right now they are one of the two best teams in the NFC. And that, look, that might backfire. We might get no calls. There might be no one who thinks that. But isn't that part of the problem? Isn't that the point? This goes back to segment one. There's so many fans who are seemingly appreciative of winning the NFC South. That's not good enough. Not for me. I'm here with bigger aspirations than that, and I hope you are too. Let's try and get a couple more in here before we wrap things up. Brian, line five. What's going on, Brian?
Yes, sir. How we doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
All right. So I like the Penix pick. I didn't know where they were going to go with it, but I do like it. And as far as the transition, it might not be up to the Atlanta Falcons. It might be up to the smart man, the quarterback, who wants to work for 2 years, make $90 million, get 10. And what better to have a top 10 pick sit behind a really smart quarterback and learn all of what's in Kirk Cousins' head. And Kirk is a great quarterback. I think he could take us far.
Yeah, the only question to me is what happens if you get close and Kirk wants to take one more shot at it? Are you willing to give him that one more opportunity in year three? Or do you get to the point where you just have to, because of money, because of timeline, you have to make that transition, and even if it takes your team backwards a step?
Well, you still are training a really good quarterback that never gets to play.
We hope.
But he's also learning forever on somebody that's not a beginner. He's not a newbie. He's going to teach him.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like that type of person that would help somebody out.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. And there's just the biggest concern is still the situation. Like, what happens if Michael Penix ain't it? Like, we know that they
You got to see and figure that
out.
No,
I'm just saying, like, the odds are against him. And I appreciate the call, man. The odds are against him. And, whatever. But, like, the numbers are the numbers. First-round quarterbacks are 46% to hit and 54% to fail. Now, I think we're in a much better situation here in Atlanta than the average first-round quarterback. I think you're also on a different timeline than the average first-round quarterback. I think the odds that Michael Penix is a success is much higher than 46%. Much higher. But it's not 100%. And so how willing are you to turn it over if you don't really know whether it's hit or miss? That's the question. One final call. Let's go top of the board, line one. We get Frank. What's going on, Frank? Frank, you there?
Hey, buddy.
What you got, man?
David and Chambly.
What's going on?
David and Chambly. Great topic.
Oh, what's going on, David? How are you?
Good, buddy.
So what do you
love to talk about Penix?
All right, thanks for the call, man. We got to wrap it up here. Obviously a big fan of the Falcons' new quarterback. So, and look, I am too. He just the best-case scenario is probably we win a Super Bowl in year two, Kirk walks away on top, Penix leads us to a Super Bowl in year three. We all agreeable to that? That work for you? Look, I appreciate the phone calls. Thank you very much for the mentions and comments on Twitter as well. I'm going to be back on Friday. And again, going to look for a very specific type of caller on Friday. So I hope some of y'all show out. Even if it's your first time calling, don't be shy. I promise I'm nice. I promise. Plus, you have to talk to Oren first, and he's a swell fella. Appreciate the work, Oren. Thank you, as always. That's going to do it here on 92.9 The Game tonight. But stick around. Jason Longshore coming up with Atlanta Soccer tonight. That's on the way in about 5 minutes right here on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.